Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, so I'm joining the VI Runners group today. It's Sophie Fox here, community facilitator for RNIB Connect. And I'm joined by Chloe. And I'm a little bit out of breath, and we weren't even running for about 2 minutes. Chloe, so this is your second time coming to the group.
It is indeed.
And what do you make of it so far?
It's really cool. Nice to be around other VI people and listen to their funny stories. And there's a Facebook group as well. And you just sort of see everybody's progress. And it's just a really nice, positive thing.
So how did you find out about the group?
I was procrastinating at work.
As you do.
I was on Facebook and I typed in VI and VI Runners came up.
That sounds pretty perfect. And has it inspired you to do any crazy long runs yet, or are you kind of taking it as it comes?
I'm going to do Bath Half for guide dogs. Not quite as crazy as some of the others.
That's still a pretty mean feat, I'd say.
Hopefully.
So we're now just coming onto the cycle path between Bath and Bristol. And it's also night time, I should add that. So we've got some lampposts guiding the way, but that's kind of it, really. And there's a group about, I'd say, 10 of us, is there?
I think so.
And we're getting a nice, steady jog on now. So, Colin,
yeah.
You started this group back in, was it March?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, it was having guided Chris Blackerby in a marathon, I also realised how much... what running did for him, more than just fitness, it was about widening your social network. Plus, I could see that it really developed your confidence as a VI person. I think you can actually have your confidence can be impacted a lot. And your self-belief and willingness to realise that you can go out and do stuff and you are as good and you are as capable. And we thought, well, we could set up a group really easily. You know, get a few guides. So I went and got 24 guides trained by England Athletics, and we created a Facebook group, and then we went out to try and find VI people who were willing to give it a go. And we got about 3 or 4 initially who'd never run before, who were willing to trust us and give it a go. Teresa was one of them. And you know, we've never looked back since. And we did started with a couch to 5K, which is basically... It's basically run-walk, so you don't have to have any previous running experience, whatever fitness. You can... we do what we call run-walk. Run a bit, walk a bit. And then over time, as your fitness improves, you just increase the length of time you run for and reduce the amount of time you walk for until you... believe it or not, you're doing 5K and then 10K, and you're thinking, I mean, Teresa, we were talking the other day, you wouldn't have believed,
no,
less than a year on, you're signing up to do half marathons.
Yeah, my first half in March this year at Weston.
Yeah. Wow. So, Teresa, you were one of the original 4 that came along, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, so... yeah, I started in March. Hadn't done any running before. I always enjoyed like sport, but never tried running. And so I thought, well, let's give it a go. And yeah, I haven't looked back. So yeah, like Colin said, we started off like couch to 5K, and then sort of building up to do a park run. And you know, achieving that for the first time was a great feeling, and then building up to 10K, and then like now, you know, someone said to me this time last year, we do run a half marathon, I wouldn't believe them. So yeah, it makes you feel free. It's just a good feeling to be out running.
I can also kind of, I can see from being, you know, within this group for the last half an hour we've probably been running, that you've got a really good social network here as well.
Yeah.
Have you kind of made friendships through the group?
Yeah, it's a nice way to meet new people. Like, the guides are brilliant. Yeah, it's nice to meet other, like, VI people as well. Yeah, it's been really good. Yeah.
It's true, running as a group, whether you're class excited or not, is as much a social thing as well. I almost think it's a natural thing as beings, as human beings, is one to run. We evolved that way, and probably to run as a pack. So I think, you know, it really does play into what we evolved as beings, really. Just lifting the feet, that's it, it's fine, that's it.
Just catching my breath a moment. It's actually my first run in a group. I normally run on my own and haven't been on a run for about 6 months, so it's keeping a very steady pace. I'm normally one of those walk-run people. This is I mean, I sound a lot more out of breath than you guys do, so you can probably tell that.
It's a good way to measure you by whether you can speak while you're running is a good measure of the level of effort rather than done on pure speed. It's a good gauge to know how much effort you're putting in by whether you can speak. Even if people are different standards, running as a group, you can go ahead and loop back. So even with faster and slower runners, it still is possible to run as a group.
We all met up in between, like, Christmas and New Year, didn't we?
We did.
So that was nice.
Yeah, we went to the pub. That's the important part. Went to the pub afterwards.
I hear that's the main part, right? So there is a drink at the end.
Yeah.
And before Christmas, we did it wasn't a pub crawl, it was a pub run where we spent the day running between pubs of Bristol, which was fun.
No, I like the sound of that one. That sounds pretty good.
In fancy dressed.
Oh, brilliant.
So that was done also with the local running club, Westbury Harriers. So we sort of all merged together and ran as a group, which was good fun to do. But as Teresa said, everyone would count each other as friends now.
Yeah,
as mates.
Yeah.
I think I can see that kind of instantly from meeting up with you guys today. It's just a very welcoming, friendly group. What a wonderful thing to have created.
And you often find it's like that with all running groups, to be honest. Most running clubs are actually pretty social. In a shared activity, that's what it's about. Just lifting the feet, that's it, it's fine. We're good, smooth.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.